For all you lifelong learners out there, have we got something for you. Dr. Katie Lanning will kick off the Why Should I Read This lecture series tonight, March 4th, with a look at Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift. She's an original Swiftie. The lecture will begin at 7 p.m. at KMUW Studios. We'll have snacks on hand, and we'll even have some extra credit. Find out more at kmuw.org.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 4th. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Sometimes after an accident, medical bills force families to give up non-essential expenses, like their kids' sports. A local charity is helping families in that situation.
They made my summer. I couldn't do it for my son. And as a father, that's detrimental. That hurts.
We'll hear from the organization's founder and families the group has helped after the news. A proposal for a 1% city sales tax was resoundingly rejected by Wichita voters yesterday. KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish has more.
More than 50,000 Wichita voters weighed in on the proposed sales tax, according to the Sedgwick County Election Office. No votes totaled about 82%, according to the final unofficial results from the night. The high turnout came in spite of nearly a dozen closed polling sites and a quick campaign cycle. Nonprofit group Wichita Forward had hoped voters would agree to a 7-year sales tax. The group said that money could be vital to help the city cover the cost of several proposed public safety, housing, and cultural investments, as well as property tax relief. Opponents had called the special election rushed and said the tax proposal lacked good public input. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is urging any Kansas resident in the Middle East to evacuate immediately. The Republican senator issued a statement yesterday morning relaying guidance from the U.S. State Department. Marshall's office says it is actively assisting with departures. Federal officials have advised Americans in more than a dozen Middle East countries to leave as soon as possible. They are also urging all U.S. citizens abroad to enroll in the State Department's Smart Traveler Enrollment Program to get security updates from the nearest U.S. embassy. More info is at step.state.gov. Wichita police have arrested a 40-year-old Wichita man in connection to a fatal shooting that happened on North Hydraulic Monday night. Police responded to the shooting around 7:35 p.m. after the suspect called 911 to report he had shot someone. Officers took the suspect into custody while EMS treated the victim. 56-year-old Darnell Guiden was later pronounced dead at a local hospital. The suspect was booked into Sedgwick County Jail on charges of first-degree premeditated murder and criminal discharge of a firearm. The investigation is ongoing. Wichita will build a new fire station at Pawnee and Mays. The station is set to open in 2027 and will be the first new station built in the city since 2009. The Wichita City Council unanimously approved yesterday a request from the fire department to borrow $5.2 million for construction of the new station. Wichita Fire Chief Tammy Snow says the new station fixes a growing problem in West Wichita.
With the additional development that's going on out there, all of our data indicates that we need to provide service out there better than what we currently are doing.
City officials spent about $2 million to purchase the land and design the new station over the last 2 years. Kansas lawmakers want the state's prison review board to consist of political appointments. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, a bill would expand the board from 3 to 5 members who are selected by the governor and attorney general.
3 of the 5 board positions would require specific legal or law enforcement experience. The board currently consists of 3 members who are Kansas Department of Corrections employees. Supporters of the bill say the board needs outside professionals to increase scrutiny. Attorney Emily Brandt opposes the change. She says the board mostly works on administrative issues, so it makes sense to fill it with correctional staff.
Full-time employees working day in and day out to do all kinds of things that are not parole decisions.
Critics also argue the bill inserts politics into parole cases. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas lawmakers are considering a bill that would legalize silencers and sawed-off firearms. Zach Boblett with the Kansas News Service reports.
Federally, silencers and sawed-off firearms are legal but need to be registered with the government. Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach supports the change. He says the difference between federal and state law is a trap for gun owners, who may not realize silencers are still illegal under Kansas law. Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter says his concern with the change is the criminal use of silencers and sawed-off firearms.
Our issue with this particular bill isn't the law-abiding citizens of the state of Kansas. It's the criminals that we deal with on an everyday basis that possess guns and use them in nefarious ways.
Easter wants the bill to include a felony charge for people who commit crimes with the gun modifications. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A sitting Kansas State representative from Olathe died Monday. Here's Zach Boblett again with more on the death of John Resman.
Resman had been a state representative since 2017, served in the U.S. Army, and had a career that spanned more than a quarter century with the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins said Resman, quote, embodied a steady and committed voice for his constituents, end quote. Resman was known as a consistent conservative at the Kansas Capitol. Flags at all state buildings, grounds, and facilities were ordered to be at half-staff by Governor Laura Kelly following the news of Resman's death. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is working with the city of Galena to mitigate odor from a landfill. Rachel Schinelli reports for the Kansas News Service.
Galena's construction and demolition site is emitting hydrogen sulfide gas, a toxic gas with a rotten egg smell. The odor has increased in the last 2 years, and residents are reporting symptoms consistent with low exposure, like headaches and a runny nose. Ashley Wells is with the group Galena, Kansas Neighbors for Clean Air, which is compiling complaints.
So we got to figure out what the long-term fix is and start trying to get that in place.
The landfill owner, Jordan Disposal LLC, did not respond to a request for comment. KDHE has required the city of Galena to monitor the emissions. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelli.
Applications are now being accepted for the Kansas Sunbucks program. The program helps families buy food for their school-aged children during the summer. Families get $120 for each eligible child to help buy groceries. Some households are automatically enrolled and will receive a letter from the Kansas Department of Children and Families in coming weeks. The voucher does not affect a child's ability to participate in other summer food programs or the family's immigration status. Applications must be submitted by August 31st. More information is at dcf.ks.gov. Kansas Emergency Management and the National Weather Service will hold a statewide tornado drill today. The annual event is part of Severe Weather Awareness Week. The statewide drill begins at 10 o'clock this morning. Families and businesses are encouraged to use that time to review their storm safety plan, including where to go during a tornado. Peak tornado season in Kansas runs from April to June. More information and a printable packet on prepping for severe weather is at weather.gov/safety. We'll be back after this.
KMUW amplifies the sound, stories, and conversations that make South Central Kansas unique. From community events to everyday moments, KMUW reflects the people and places in Wichita and all around it, like Halsted, Colwich, Cheney, Anthony, Potwin, Lindsborg, and Whitewater. Today is hashtag Rural Voices Day, and we're celebrating being a service to everyone who listens. We're proud to embody the voices of our community and keep folks connected no matter where they listen.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golay. About 72% of Americans with medical debt say it came from a short-term medical expense, like an accident or hospital stay. That's according to data from KFF, a nonpartisan health research organization. Those costs can mean families have to give up non-essential expenses like children's sports programs. A charity is helping kids in Kansas and Missouri finish the season. Beck Shackelford-Wangonga of the Kansas News Service has more.
Late on a Wednesday evening in February, 19-year-old Dominic Mayberry was practicing for a competition with his team at KC Cheer, a competitive cheerleading gym in Lenexa. Dressed in a black practice uniform, bedazzled with red and silver rhinestones, Dominic stood behind a pyramid, helping lift and catch the flyer as she soared through the air. Dominic has been cheerleading for more than a decade. If you ask him what the sport means to him, he'll tell you,
cheerleading is my entire world. Like, it's one of the reasons why I want to get up out of bed every day, because it's just that outlet to get away from school, problems in life, and everything.
But a few years ago, in the summer of 2023, Dominic's cheer season was almost interrupted. His mother, Brandy Klein, had a large blood clot in a major artery. She underwent surgery and was unable to work for months. Klein is a single mom, and that summer, she was supporting a household of five people. She says Dominic's cheer costs about $6,000 to $8,000 per season.
I didn't know if his dreams were about to be crushed or not, because I couldn't keep the house up, and trying to manage that, also worry about paying his fees for cheer.
Enter the Finish Strong Foundation. The nonprofit stepped in and paid the rest of Dominic's fees. He says being able to continue cheer helped with his mental health.
Like in 24, my mom was in the hospital, it was my outlet for just whether it was 2 hours to get away from all those hard feelings that were going on through my head and just be with my team.
Crystal Stockton started the Finish Strong Foundation in 2018, shortly after her husband, Mike Tanner, died. Tanner, a construction worker, was involved in an explosion 5 years before his death. Stockton says he had dozens of surgeries and struggled with complications. After the accident, she says they went from being financially stable to struggling. Stockton says they had to lean on their community for help paying for their kids' sports.
Because that was our biggest concern, is like, we will pay the bills, we will pay our own bills, we will figure things out, but like, now we need help with the extracurricular type stuff.
Stockton says the foundation started with donations and focuses on helping kids who have similar circumstances to what her family experienced, like a close family member experiencing injury, illness, or death. She says they help pay for sports fees or equipment. Stockton says there are multiple programs to help low-income kids afford sports, but not as many focused on specific situations like medical debt.
It's the kiddos that everything is riding along fine, and then all of a sudden tragedy hits and there's not a lot out there for them.
Stockton says they primarily serve kids in Missouri and Kansas, but her goal is to grow and reach more states. Kansas City, Kansas residents Seth Estes and his son, Leland, are another family helped by the foundation. Estes worked moving trailers and crashed because of a seizure. He was later diagnosed with a type of epilepsy, and he says his doctors told him it's no longer safe to work. Last summer, the summer after Leland's senior year, Estes wanted to put him in baseball, but he couldn't afford it. So he reached out to the Finish Strong Foundation.
They made my summer. I couldn't do it for my son. And as a father, that's detrimental. That hurts.
Estes says the foundation paid the team fees for Leland, as well as gate fees, so he could watch games. Baseball provided a safe place for Leland, and Estes says he's grateful to Finish Strong. He says he hopes one day he can pay it forward and donate to the foundation to help other kids. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wangonga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, High Plains Public Radio, and KCUR. Find more on this story at kmuw.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.